When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
The greatest. Do you believe that? Do you really believe in you? Some people may not have that opportunity to believe in themselves because all their lives, many things has kept them down. The greatest.
I am the greatest.
The greatest of who you really are. Do you really know who you are? Can you identify yourself? Do you see yourself less? Or do you see yourself more? Do you ultimately believe in you? Or do you let others control what you are and what they think of you? This is not the time to look down on yourself. This is the time for you to look up, to see the greatest, to see the greatness within you. Your creation has meaning. Something great brought you here. There was a purpose, and there's a purpose now. And that purpose is great because you exist in it. Greatness is within you. Greatness is a part of you. But to be great, you got to believe in it.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
Since the day you were born, greatness was already there. When you had those hard times, greatness was already there. When nobody thought that you had what it took, greatness existed. Hold on to that greatness. Believe in that greatness. And give it everything you have within yourself. Losing, sometimes it will happen. But when you lose, make sure you lose the right way. Humble yourself when you lose. Don't be angry, because we gotta lose sometimes. Sometimes you may not understand why you're losing, but you will lose. You will fail. But if you're gonna fail, fail the right way. If you're gonna lose, lose the right way. Make sure they remember you. Make sure anything that's coming after you remembers you. They know that, man, I don't want to meet that person again. I don't want to have to fight that person again. I don't want to have to encounter that person again because of the heart and the will that you had within yourself. Don't submit. Don't give up. Fight through it. Push through it. If you're going to lose, lose the right way. Do you understand what that means? Or are you going to just give in? And then when you lose, you're feeling sorry for yourself. You feel that you're not worthy anymore. You feel like everybody's gonna talk about you. No, it's not about the people. It's about you. It's about understanding you. All my life, I've been pushing myself. All my life, I've been digging. All my life, I've been going. All my life, I've been thriving. And yes, I've been knocked down. Yes, I've been pushed aside. Yes, I've been rejected. But I kept going. I kept pushing. I kept believing in myself. I'm not saying that you got to be like me. You and me are two different people. You and me don't necessarily connect on everything. But you got to connect to something. You got to believe in something. You got to understand that it's going to take more grit and more will when it comes to what it is that you are seeking in your life. Because if you're holding on to things, if you're holding on to excuses, if you're holding on to fear, then there's no faith. Whether you win, whether you lose, don't give up. If you lose, lose. Humble yourself, work harder, and go again. Competition, that's life. Doesn't matter what you got going on. If you're in sports, doesn't matter. Somebody out there is a little bit hungrier than you are, then you got to get a little bit hungrier than them. If something out there that is chasing you and trying to destroy you and bring you down and trying to take everything from you, you got to be greater than the things that is trying to take you out. This is your time right now. And it's only a short time. You got a short window. Don't let that window close. Get through it and go after it. Believe in it and understand it, because it's yours. If you're going to lose, make sure you do it the right way. Quitting is easy. Anybody can do it. If you fail, learn from it and build on it. But don't you give up. Fight, push, dig, and go after it. And make the most of your life. Stand tall and believe in it and work at it each and every day of your life. Let the challenges come. Do whatever you got to do and keep it moving. Hard times do come, and then they go. But there are going to be other things that you're going to have to face in your lifetime. You have to understand the significance of what hard times are, and what do they mean, and what does it do for you as an individual, for all of us as human beings. These things must happen. It's ordained. It must come in our lives. If we are going to build, if we're going to be strong, then we must understand what it means to be weak. Because you can't be strong without weakness. And you can't be strong if you don't have anything to fall back on. Because these things that you are dealing with right now in your life, it will build you up. Or it will destroy you. Everybody doesn't have the ability to go through things. Everybody is not strong enough to go through things. But some of us has the ability to build and to lift up rather than destroy. I believe if I go high enough, I could pull somebody up with me. Because I have to do these things. You have to do these things. You may not feel that you're responsible for others, but some point in time in our lives, we do have a responsibility for one another. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can save the world, because none of us can. But we have a responsibility to make a difference. How do we lift up one another? How do we build up from all of the many challenges that we're facing right now? Yes, hard times are here. And these things are happening at this moment. Every living human being is going through something right now that is unique. And some of us do not understand it, and some of us don't know how to deal with it. But it will pass. Because these things don't last forever. Nothing lasts forever. But you got to continue to go forward. Things has to happen. Good and bad. Ups and downs. But you don't stay down. You have to get up. You have to stand up. You have to go that way and not that way. You have to realize that what's in front of you at this moment, it's just another situation that you must endure. Think about that for a moment. Think about when you wake up out of your bed. How is your day going to really go? Do you really understand what may happen? None of us can predict the future. None of us are most of the times not ready for what may come. We know that things are gonna happen, but are we prepared for it? Are we ready for it? Do we have what it takes to get through it? It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to us to give it everything we have within ourselves. Giving and believing and giving something great within you is what's going to help you to get through all of the challenges that you are facing. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand that life is going to do what it does. There's nothing you can do but live. Live for the time that you have. The hard times are going to be here. All of these things that we are all going through right now, they're going to be here. But you can't just give in to it. It will pass. It will go on. And then something else is going to come. But then what do you do? Do you realize that the last thing that you went through built you up for the next thing that you're about to go through next? So every time something bad happens and you're able to adapt and overcome it, it's just setting you up for the next thing. And then you get stronger and you're able to push and you're able to dig a little bit harder and get the most of your life. Ladies and gentlemen, life is so amazing right now. Just like you, just like me, we are all facing circumstances. We are all being tested right now. Do you have the ability to pass the test? Are you prepared to go through the challenges? Do you understand that it won't last forever? Do you realize that everything has an expiration date? So make the most of what you have at this moment in your life and just keep living. And keep believing and trust in the goodness of everything that you have gotten so far in your life, whether it's a good or if it's bad. Make the most of it and stand and believe in it, because this too shall pass. Keep it moving and conduct your business. It's time to go to work. It's time to be about your business. It's time to understand that you are a work in progress. And what does that mean? Sure, there is a process, and it does require patience. But are you prepared for it? Are you prepared to understand that you, the individual, have to understand that you got to work on you? Has nothing to do with anyone else. Just you. And if you don't have the understanding and the grit to get through what you're trying to achieve in your life, then what does life really mean for you? See, everybody wants to go a certain way and a certain direction, but they don't want to go the right direction. See, you have to understand what it means to go to work. Some people don't want to work. Some people don't want to put what we call sweat-quity into the process of what they're seeking in their life. It takes time, but time is good for you. Doesn't mean it's going to wait for you, but it means you got to utilize the time that you have, because it's the most valuable asset that you have. And you got to believe and trust in it. So you got to isolate yourself from negativity. You got to isolate yourself from distractions. You got to isolate yourself from laziness. And go to work. Work is good. Some people like to say, I don't want to work so hard. I want to make it easy. I don't want to work this hard. I don't want to sweat this hard. How can you get anything out of life without some type of a sacrifice? Without some type of a hurt? Without some type of a struggle? Work is good. And you got to build on it. And you got to understand it. and you got to thrive on it. It takes some time, and it definitely takes patience. You are a work in progress, but that's the key. Progress and building on it and putting forth effort. Sometimes you may be the only one standing alone, and that's okay. Sometimes you may get a little aggravated, but that's okay. But what good is aggravation if you can't see? What good is the aggravation going to do for you if you can't achieve? You got to earn what you want. Sometimes people want to feel accomplished, but you don't want to feel it. You want to earn it. That's the best way to get what you want out of life. So continue to work. Continue to put forth the efforts. Don't worry about the setbacks, because every setback is a comeback. You don't need to start over. Like I always say, start up and go and believe and achieve and earn what's yours. Nobody else has anything to do with your business. Your business is your business. Now go to work. Put forth the effort. Close the door to all of the outside distractions and do what you got to do, what is necessary for you. Make the most of the life that you've been given. Understand that you are a work in progress. You are under construction. Now all you got to do is keep building on it. Your life is a blueprint. You are the architect. Go to work. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, continue to push forward and conduct your business. All you had to do is to continue to believe in it. Now, being great doesn't necessarily mean that there won't be anything that's going to push you and challenge you. Because to be great at something, you got to understand that there's something that has to be attached to it. Yes, there's going to be struggles. Yes, there's going to be misunderstandings. Yes, there's going to be bad times. But do you have the greatness within you to go through it? Do you have the fire to go further? Greatness. Do you believe in it? Do you understand what it really means for you? Sure, everybody wants to be great, but they don't want to work. Everybody wants to be great, they don't want to sacrifice. Everybody wants to be great, but they won't want to push. How much greatness do you have within you? How much greatness do you understand that is attached to you? Don't waste your time doubting yourself. Don't waste your time having less faith in yourself. Believe in something. Don't believe in nothing. Greatness is good for you. Greatness means something. Greatness has understanding. So what will you do? What will you do with your greatness? Do you feel that it's being arrogant? Do you feel that it's being overconfident? You have to have confidence to have greatness. You have to believe in it to have greatness. You have to know that no one is like you. Your greatness means something. Why can't you believe that? Why can't you understand that? Why can't you hold on to that instead of holding on to negativity and doubt and fear? Why can't you understand that your greatness is beautiful? Why can't you believe it? You let everyone else tell you that you're not good and you believe it. Instead of just realizing that my greatness means something. If you're a father, are you the greatest? If you're a mother, are you the greatest? If you work for an organization, are you the greatest? Do you honestly believe that you are great? Now that doesn't mean that you're better than someone. It means that you're greater within you. You have the right to hold on to your greatness. You have the right to believe in your greatness. Why can't you just understand that you have to be the one to take the steps that are necessary to be great. So if you're not willing to put yourself in that position, if you're not willing to put yourself in a position of being great, if you don't understand what greatness is, then greatness won't be waiting for you. And one thing you got to understand about greatness, just like success, it continues to grow. It continues to move. So if you're sitting around being miserable because you don't believe in yourself, then that's your situation that you got to dig yourself out of. Greatness is within you. And understand that it's yours. It doesn't belong to anyone else. Your greatness is yours. Just believe in it and go after it and hold on to it. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. I refuse to lose. I refuse to give up. Some people like to give up on a lot of things. Some people like to just give up and quit.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
Quitting is easy. I don't believe in quit. I don't believe in submitting to things that don't have control of my life. Losing, that's easy for some people because they don't believe in themselves. Giving up, that's easy because that's the easiest way to get out of things. Making excuses, that's the best thing that most people enjoy more than anything. You hold on to excuses like it's a teddy bear. And that's not the way you want to be. I myself, I'm never going to give excuses to satisfaction. I'm never going to give my competition to satisfaction. Because the greatest competition is you. So you want to give up? You want to quit? You really want to lose. And then when you lose, you start blaming people. When all you had to do was give it everything you had within yourself. For me, you can't beat me. I'll beat myself before I let someone else beat me. Does it sound like I'm overconfident? Does it sound like that I know more than you know? No, I know me better than you know me. I know what I'm capable of. Question is, do you know what you're capable of? Do you realize that the greatest challenges that you face in life, if you can adapt and overcome those challenges, wow! Isn't that amazing? That's all you can get from me. Wow! How explosive that is. Competition? There is no competition. It's only you. You're your greatest challenge. You can also be your greatest enemy. Everything that you are seeking in your life requires your full, undivided attention. If you're giving all of these things that are coming at you all of your energy, then you will lose. You're gonna struggle. You're gonna have to fight sooner or later. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be a physical fight, because nothing can move unless the mind and the soul and the heart is attached to it. And if you don't commit to these things, then you will lose. I love you guys very much. Coach Payne out. Conduct your business. You want a shortcut. You want to go the easy route. That's what you're looking for, right? That's what you're thriving for, right? That's not how it works in the real world. There are no easy days. Why would you want easy? Why do you want to just take the short route? How many times have you parked your car at your local grocery store and you wanted to get closer to the door instead of parking far away from the door? That is an opportunity right there to test yourself and say, why not walk a little bit further? You're probably thinking, why should I? Because it's convenient for me to be closer to the door. Convenience is not always the best policy. It's not the best way to go about things in your life. Everything should not be given to you. Instead, you should earn it. So why do you want a shortcut? Why do you want to take the short route? Do you realize the further you go, the better you will be? Do you realize when you put the work in and you do things a little bit different than others that you become greater? That you see something more unique about you? Why can't you understand that putting forth the effort and just working a little bit harder and going a little bit further than you've ever done may be the best thing for you? When you're driving your car down the road and you're so used to going down that path, that same route that you take day in and day out, and all of a sudden, there's a sign up, it says road is closed. But you haven't given yourself the time to know your neighborhood. You haven't given yourself the time to know there has to be another way to get to my destination. But all your life, you just stayed on that one road. That's all you knew. Not realizing that there are other roads out there just waiting for you. You've got to get uncomfortable. You got to understand that maybe I got to go the further distance this time. Maybe I shouldn't take that short road. Maybe I should take a different road. And even if that road is open, why not try to explore other horizons? Because maybe those horizons may make you better. May give you the ability to focus as there's something else waiting for you. So what is too far? Success is limitless. You should be willing to go further than you've ever done in your life. Don't take the short road. Go the longer road. Don't make it convenient. Make it uncomfortable. Believe in that, because that's the best way you could be in your life. Don't waste time making life easy. Because if everything has to be given to you, if everything has to be handed to you, then how are you going to grow? How are you going to build? How can you build a house with no foundation? It's called putting in the work, understanding the significance of it, and what it takes to be the best of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be convenient. You don't have to go through the drive-through. Get out your car and go inside sometimes. And make the most of it. And believe in it. And understand, just because someone else is doing it, that doesn't mean you gotta do it. You may think that easy is good, but easy is not good. Go through the tough times so you can celebrate the good times. So when the tough times come, you're prepared for it because you went the greater route. You went the longer route. You made the most of it and you gave it 110% of everything you had. So keep it moving. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, no shortcuts. Go the distance and conduct your business. Since the beginning, you had a plan. Maybe you didn't necessarily believe that it was a plan, but you had an idea what you wanted out of your life. And every step that you did, every move that you made, you wanted
to get the best of yourself. But then something came along and threw you off. You felt that perhaps, maybe this wasn't for you. There was a time that you wanted to do something with your life. And then when you got to a point and it got just a little too difficult for you, you threw your hands up and you gave up. You didn't feel that it was for you. The biggest mistake that you made at that moment in your life is you did not realize that you had to sit back, get outside of yourself, and take a real look at yourself and realize that you have to master your own destiny. And what does that mean? It's not an overnight sensation. It's not something that's just going to happen overnight. It's not something that's just going to be given. There's going to be a lot of things that you're going to have to go through. But you have to understand that you have to work on being the best within yourself. How do you master your emotions? How do you master your drive? How do you master your faith? How do you master your own identity? It's amazing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful idea. It's something that we all have to do day in and day out of our lives. For many years of my life, I realized that I had to master the best of myself. I had to be a student as well as a teacher. But you can't do both at the same time. First, you have to listen and understand and pay attention to the things around you, the circumstances, the ups and downs. And then you have to be willing to teach. Teach yourself to go through these things. That's what you call mastering. Now, everybody's not going to understand your path. Everybody's not going to understand your destiny. But it's up to you to master it, to stand on it, trust in it, and believe in it. Every individual in this world has a destiny. As you live, sooner or later, you are going to pass. But it's what you do in between that time is what's going to matter the most. Yeah, you're going to be challenged. Yeah, you're going to be pushed. Some things are going to go a different way, and the things that go in that way, you may not understand it, and sometimes you may not even need to understand it. But you got to continue to go forward. The best thing about life is going forward. You can't go back. There will come a time that things are going to evolve. Every day something is changing. Every day something is growing. Why can't it be you? You must master yourself. You must get within yourself. You must find fortitude within you and build on that. The beauty about the journey, the beauty about the destiny and visualizing it. I mean, if you just close your eyes and visualize it and see it, even with your eyes closed, you can see it. It's there. You can almost touch it. But the further you reach, it seems like it gets a little bit further. Just means you got to work a little bit harder. Just means you got to master yourself. You got to have patience. A lot of people lack that. Many people lack patience. I myself have been put in a position where I just ran out of patience. But no matter how much you complain, no matter how much you worry, guess what? Your destiny is still there, and it may take longer than you've ever imagined. But if you're living right now, if you're breathing right now, then there's a chance. There's a chance that you can get to where you want to go. But when you get to that destination, what's next? Do you stop or do you keep going? I believe that you got to look beyond the horizons. I believe that what's in front of you, you need to look past that. Yeah, that may be something you need to focus on, but I want to go beyond that. I want to go over that. It's true, you should focus on what's in front of you, but there are greater things that's beyond that. The higher you go, the further you go, the more you're going to appreciate that life. Keep building on that. Your destiny is in your hands. It doesn't belong to anyone else. It's yours. Take your destiny and go beyond it. Take your destiny and own it. Take your destiny and dig on it and be on it and push for it and give it everything you have. Dig a little deeper on your destiny. Go a little bit higher on your destiny. Stand on your destiny. Be strong on your destiny. Don't let anyone take that away from you, because it belongs to you. Your destiny is in your hands. Go forward. Stand on it. Believe in it. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.